You in here?
Yeah, I'm in here, bro.
All right, let's get it started. All right, everybody, welcome back. Another episode of the Tyler Brown Show. Got a special guest with us today. Introduce yourself.
My name is Jalen Jackson, man. Been a Ties Boys for a minute. Play ball. Here to talk to y'all about some current events, man.
All right, let's get it started. So today's topic, we're going to talk about more current events. Violence has been going on around the world. I want to get started with the first topic. As a black man was stopped while jogging in San Antonio, he was stopped and detained by police Tuesday while jogging. Identified as Matthias Ometu, 33, was seen walking out of an apartment complex as officers arrived in response to calls about domestic violence. Officers believe he matched the description of an alleged strangulation family incident, and he refused to give information and assaulted both police officers as being charged with 2 counts of assault on police officers. So, what do you want to say about it?
Yeah, I seen the vid, man. I'm like, it's a kind of sticky situation because the cops were called and he was in the area where the domestic violence was happening, but I don't think they really knew exactly who it was, so they just found a guy that fit the description, and you feel me, just picked him. So he did have the right to, like, you feel me, to like pull away and not want to be detained. But then again, like, you got to comply just in case, just because of the situation that's going on. But I saw the thing where he kicked him, this and the third, so he did deserve to be arrested for that matter. But I don't know if he deserved to be detained from the jump because they don't really know if it was him or not, you know. So
I said, right, you know, people get misidentified all the time, you know, stuff like that. And according to what I was reading, they said the family, they said that the suspect, it wasn't him. But I get why he was arrested, because he assaulted the officer. So yeah, you do get automatically time for that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they said it wasn't him, but I get why he was arrested, because, you know, you can't be assaulted police officers. Luckily, they didn't do nothing worse to him.
Yeah,
you know, it was all the stuff surprising. You know, he could have possibly got killed, tased. So he's lucky he just got arrested and is being charged on assault.
Assault, yeah.
A lot worse, but the recent events that's been going on around the world. So I mean, it's good to know he didn't do the mm-hmm. crime, but it could have been a lot worse. So he's lucky.
Yeah, definitely lucky.
Yeah, definitely. All right, on to the next one. Two Chicago police officers and a suspect were hospitalized after a traffic stop shootout. So two officers were pulled over a person suspected of having a gun, and all three ended up with gunshot wounds. This marks the second time in a month Chicago officers are shot, taking someone into custody. One officer suffered injuries to the upper chest and left shoulder. The other one sustained two gunshots to the left arm, one to the left lower chest, and one left upper back, and sustained serious lung injury and abdominal injuries, and is a serious condition but stable.
Yeah, so about this one, I've seen this one too. And what the real problem is out here, like, it's not really a lot of, like, strict gun laws. So it's like everybody has guns nowadays. So when I read the thing and they said the two cops went to the car or whatever, and they saw the gun or whatever, so they automatically, like, you know, thought something was going wrong, and the dude just started shooting. So that's just bad. There needs to be stricter gun laws, so cops really don't have to worry, you know, don't have to worry so much about that. Even though there's a lot of, you feel me, like, stuff going on right now, but there definitely needs to be strict gun laws. Even with police, like, police shouldn't have to use their guns, like, all the time. Like, I feel like police are scared. They're scared when they have a lot of power. Like, you can't, they shouldn't, the first thing they should do, like, they shouldn't be able to do is, like, touch their gun when they pull somebody over. Like, you shouldn't be, like, you're in your car, this and the third. They shouldn't have to strictly, like, first go to their gun, like, to feel safe, you know? Like, they should be, like, they have a lot of training, or they should have more training if they don't, you feel me? So they shouldn't be as scared. But I feel like there's not a lot of gun laws. So Chicago has really been bad lately with guns and stuff.
I'm about to say, yeah, I agree with you, what you're saying, and the gun law. I mean, we've been trying to have gun laws since, like, forever. The people have been, you know, there have been talks of trying to get gun laws restricted and stuff like that, but there hasn't been no progress or anything. But I remember people saying there should be gun laws and all that stuff. But if you know the Constitution and the Second Amendment is the right to able to bear arms, so that's why you see most people have guns and stuff like that and gun license and all that stuff. So, but I get that we do need a gun law because it's just really getting out of hand. And the thing with police officers, they are feared, definitely, because I feel like they panic. So they go right to their gun because that's what keeps them, you know, have their power. And then, yeah, they have power and they also abuse it. As I said many times before, police abuse their power too many times and they do stuff out of fear. Mm-hmm. And they don't really get penalized for doing the stuff that they do. Like, you might see it here and there. A few officers might be on leave or they might get arrested. And or even though they do get arrested, it won't be for long. But mm-hmm. most of the time, you see police officers do this stuff all the time and they get away with the crime, which is ridiculous. I feel like if you are an officer and you kill somebody or you shoot somebody, I mean, if you shoot somebody unintentionally or unarmed, I feel like you should immediately lose your badge. Immediately, like, without a doubt. And then face jail time on top of that.
There shouldn't be no bail. Like, I see people, like, police officers shooting people now, and I see, like, petitions and pensions and stuff like that. For, like, people putting up money to get the police officer out of jail and stuff. Like, that shouldn't happen. Like, they should have to serve the time. Just even though it was an accident, even if it was an accident or if it was purposely, like, you should have to do some amount of time before any bail is even talked about.
Yeah, definitely should have no bail, but they end up getting the bail and end up getting out, and then
they're back to
basically
normal.
basically letting the killer free off in the streets so it could possibly do it again to somebody mm-hmm. else. It's ridiculous what police have been doing lately. It's kind of sad to see it. Like, every time I'm on the news, all I see is somebody getting shot, mm-hmm. another black person getting shot, police officer doing this or police officer doing that. It's just bad. It never ends. Like, it's all I see, and then I just get sick of it. Like, especially as a black man myself, I get sick of seeing my fellow black people getting killed on a daily basis.
It's very
frustrating, and then it just needs to stop. I mean, it needs to change, like, ASAP.
Yeah, and something definitely got to be done, bro. I feel you.
All right, so on to the next topic. A 7-year-old girl was shot and killed in a drive-by shooting at a child's birthday party in Indiana. A 7-year-old girl was killed Saturday night in a drive-by shooting at a birthday party in South Bend, Indiana. She was at a house for another child's celebration. South Bend police arrived around 7:40 p.m. to find the girl shot in very serious condition. She was taken to the hospital, where later she died, and numerous people were in front of the house when the shooting occurred, but she was the only one hit.
Yeah, this one had me real upset because it's like, you feel me? I didn't even know Indiana, like, it was really, like, it was bad. They're like, with shooting wise and stuff like that. But this has to go again with the gun laws, man. Like, it's sad to hear like a seven year old girl got shot and killed, like, just in a drive by shooting. That's just crazy to me. Like, minding her business, not doing nothing, and she shot and killed. Like, Now her family grieving over something that could have just never happened. That shit is crazy. It's just crazy to me.
I'm gonna say this. She was at a birthday party, child's birthday party, celebrating, and a drive-by shooting. I'm pretty sure the bullet wasn't meant for her. Numerous people was in front of the house, but I'm pretty sure it was probably meant for her, but a straight bullet ended up hitting her, and unfortunately, she's not. Now she's dead. So it's like she was just an accident and then just at the wrong place at the wrong time. That's all I can really say about that. Just kind of crazy. But all this, I just feel like all this pandemic and stuff and, like, people being caged in and just people being itching to get out. It's what leading to more violence because people don't know how to function without the world being on lockdown or certain stuff is open, but not everything is open. Like, people just... Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, around the summertime is always the worst times because that's when everybody's outside and that's when more violence and shootings happen, which is crazy.
Yeah, for real, man. This junk, this shooting junk, and this all this violence, it definitely got to end, bro. We gotta find some way, we gotta find some way to, like, at least get it, like, get the violence lower, or, like, just not to have no violence at all. I can't say, like, we can't have no violence at all, just because it's just it's people's character and how people act, you know. So it's just got to be something to where we could like at least tame it, like you feel me, like just get people to calm down, bro. Like this shit is just crazy. It's like I don't know how, but we gotta find a way to do something.
I said this. You know, this is the time where we all gotta come together, stick together, and find a plan or find a solution to make all this at least calm down a little bit. I'm not saying it's gonna stop completely, but at least lower the rates, because the rates has just been skyrocket.
Yeah, people getting killed
everywhere. It's just everywhere. Different states. Yeah. It's happening everywhere, all over the country. It just needs to be calmed down and just maintain it to a certain percentage.
Yeah.
Violence is always going to happen wherever you go, no matter where you go. So at least if it's calmed down, then it'll be all right. And just we got to stop. On top of that, we definitely got to stop killing each other, because we're not the enemy.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we're definitely not the enemy. We shouldn't be targeting each other. We are targeting the wrong people. So
yeah.
You know, that's why all these protests and riots are happening, because people were just fed up and tired of seeing this, because it's been going on for years and forever, and nothing has changed. So that's why all this riots and protests and violence has been happening, looting, and some people burning stuff down. That's why all this has been happening.
Yeah, and people just fed up.
And people are at an outrage, right? People are at an outrage. And the people that are mad are not the people that are upset that's been going on. They don't understand what it's like to be in our shoes. The people, black people in America, the system is basically set up for us to fail at the end of the day, because we have to work 10 times harder to get what another person gets. And then the justice system does nothing for us, because that's automatically. They want us to see in prison. That's why we make up most of the population in prison. If you look at the statistics, I don't know the exact percentage, but I know we are definitely. If you in prison, there's a lot of you'll see a lot more blacks than any other race in prison.
Yeah, for sure, bro. And I seen this vid the other day. I forgot to send it to you. So this little kid, this a little black kid. He's walking to the doctor's, and he gets to the doctor's, pulls his shirt up. And it's a target on his stomach. And he was like to the doctor, he was like, can you help take this off? He was like, I can't, that's stuck with you forever. So it basically was saying, like, once you born like black, like you automatically have a target on your back once you're born. And that junk hit, like the junk like really had me thinking, like that's really how it is. Like once you born, like and you're black, you have a target on your back once you're born, and this you gotta live with that for the rest of your life. Like and people don't understand how it is to be black, because they're not black. Like you just miss it. Like it's a certain lifestyle you gotta live when you're black. Like it's just crazy.
Yeah, so with that, I mean, like the target on your back, because I feel like every day you leave the house is a possible chance. You just never know what day or possible chance that you may not come back home.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to always look over your shoulder, and you always be on your P's and Q's. And you just always got to know your surroundings and your awareness and what's going on, and something don't look right, get out of the situation. It's just...
You got to live a certain
You got to live a certain way if you're a person of color, and just always got to be aware of what's going on in the world. You can't live in this world and not know what's going on. Like, you just can't. Yeah. It's impossible, because as they say, ignorance is bliss. Like, if you choose to be ignorant, that's on you, which is it's not a good thing. Even if you don't watch the news, like, physically, at least read up on stuff that's going on, because it's too much going on for you to not know what's going on around the world.
Yeah, you can't live blindly.
Right, you can't live blindly. And you just have to just know your surroundings and just be careful with who you hang around with, because they can lead you the wrong way. Because at the end of the day, it's only two places you're going to end up, either in prison or dead.
Mm-hmm.
Another victim statistic, so...
That's definitely a fact.
All right, so always got to be aware of what's going on in the world, especially in this time and age where, and this year has been one
crazy ass year, bro.
Craziest name in the world. I don't know if it's been one devastating year, like between the pandemic that's been going on, the world going on shutdown, and then all of the coronavirus cases rising everywhere in different states, and then all this death going on. It's definitely been one roller coaster that won't be forgotten as we speak of years later. Like 2020 is definitely the worst year I think we've all experienced as humans.
Yeah,
We like we never expect going. If you just said we was going into this year and this would happen, yeah, I wouldn't even think that. Like, it just took a devastating turn, and we all been through some stuff this year. So,
yeah, fact.
Definitely. All right, so now on to the NBA playoffs. Last night, Celtics beat the Raptors 112-94. Tatum and Marcus Smart had 21 each. Kemba with 18. Jaylen Brown with 17. Kyle Lowry with 17. Siakam with 13. Ibaka with 15. As Boston takes the 1-0 lead.
Yeah, man, that game it was definitely the Celtics the whole way. They just dominated from getting. I was watching the game, but I feel like the series is going to go 6 or 7. I mean, either way, for any team, these two teams are the top two teams in the East for me. Like, I feel like whoever wins this series, I feel like it's going to go to the chip just based off of watching them play from the past two rounds. For the Raptors, I feel like if the Raptors want to win, Kyle Lowry, Van Vliet, and Siakam definitely got to play way better. Van Vliet has been their go-to guy, even though he was coming off the bench before, but he's definitely been their go-to guy, and he went 3 for 16. He went 3 for 16 and 2 for 11. 2 for 11 from the three-point line. So he really didn't put in as much work as he usually did. But the Celtics, they just on fire right now. So, I mean, you know, the Celtics definitely got it going right now, man. It's crazy.
I mean, I was watching the game. The Celtics, yeah, they was firing on all cylinders, and then the Raptors just came out flat. I mean, yeah, both teams haven't really played in a week. So I mean, I'm thinking the Raptors, you know, that could have probably been part of the reason why they came out like that. But, I mean, I picked the Raptors to win the series. I feel like the series could definitely go 7. Both teams are definitely tested. It's going to be a scrappy, intense series. And, I mean, yeah, game 1 was a little bit of a blowout, but I don't expect every game to be like this. I expect the Raptors to bounce back game 2 and definitely make it a better game in series. So we'll see what happens with that series going forward. All right, the next game, the Clippers and the Mavericks. Clippers win 111-97. The Clippers advance to the second round, winning 4-2, Kawhi with 33, PG and Zubac with 15 each, Reggie Jackson with 14, Luka with 38, Finney Smith with 16, and Hardaway with 10 points.
Yeah, man. The Mavericks, they just fell apart. I mean, I feel like Luka just needs a little bit more help, man. Porzingis wasn't able to finish, the series, so that definitely hurt a lot. Seth Curry, he usually gives him a little bit more. He didn't really give him that much. Then the Clippers, I mean, Kawhi Leonard, he going to do his thing. Paul George starting to get in the rhythm a little bit. Not as much as he usually is, but definitely starting to get in the rhythm. But, that series definitely was a good series, scrappy series. Feel like they was definitely trying to hurt Luka. I know you seen the video of Marcus Morris he smacked him in the back of his head, smacked him in his face. He tried to hurt him, but that's good. That goes into something totally different. They was bugging that series, man. It definitely was a good series to watch, though.
Yeah, this is very entertaining, but yeah, like I was saying, yeah, they definitely not having Porzingis definitely hurt, but you know, if he didn't get ejected game 1, it could have been a different story. Mavericks probably could win the series. It was very, you know, Mavericks had the Clippers on their heels. You know, they had to made them show up and play. It was, you know, Luka had a great series for his first playoff series. He was averaging, I think, triple-double, if not close to triple-double in this series, you know, putting up 38-40. And they had really no answer for him. And, yeah, as he was saying, yeah, Marcus Morris, I think he had something for Luka because the game before that, he stepped on his shoe or his ankle, and his shoe fell off, and then he hits him with a flagrant foul. He gets ejected. So, yeah, he definitely – and we know his reputation, so we know how he is. He's very, you know, a hostile guy. So, they – you know, it was definitely intentional, and, you know. But, yeah, we'll see. With the Mavericks, they had a good year, good run. They, you know, they'll probably be better next year when they got full strength. Probably can make a deeper run next season. But the Clippers move on, and we'll see what they're matching up with. And then we have the final game, the Nuggets and the Utah Jazz at the Nuggets tie. Series 3-3, Nuggets 119, Utah 107. Murray with 50, Jokic with 22, Grant with 18, Mitchell with 44, Conley with 21, Gobert and Clarkson with 11 each.
Yeah, bro. Now, this is probably the best series I've seen in a minute. I'm not even gonna lie. Jamal Murray, this like he just I feel like he's turning into a superstar right before our eyes, like right now. Like even though I know it's a bubble, it's different, like different situations that like they gotta be in now since they in a bubble. But like Murray's like he's just unstoppable right now. So they got the Jazz definitely gotta find a way in this game seven to stop him or slow him down, at least if they wanna win. Jokic, he's been playing solid. Donovan Mitchell, he's been playing solid too. He just need a little bit more help. I don't know from who. Maybe Ingles, maybe I don't know. Gobert not really a go-to. He's not really a scorer like that. So they need to find some way, either some way to score more points or some way to stop Jamal Murray. That's the only way the Utah Jazz is gonna win. But I definitely got the way with Murray's playing right now. I definitely got the Nuggets winning this game seven.
Nuggets. I mean, look, this series definitely has been the best series. We got two potential superstars in the future going at it, putting up 50 and 40 every night. You know, as you said, Jamal Murray is definitely putting his team on his back because they wouldn't be here without him. So he has to put up 40 or 50 to. They both got to put up 40 and 50 just to give NT the chance to win. And you know, I thought Utah could close it out. It was up 3-1. I was like, okay, you know, they're gonna close it out. Game five, Murray goes off again. They win. Nuggets win, and last night Murray goes for another 50, and they win again. So, I mean, it's just been a great series. It's unfortunate somebody has to lose because it's very entertaining. But I feel like the Clippers and Nuggets will be a better matchup for the second round series. And I picked the Nuggets to win the series, but I thought it was done after Utah went up 3-1. But I don't know, with the way Murray's been going, I feel like they might end up taking it game seven. They might
Not
end
for
up taking
sure.
it. They definitely might end up taking it. They both been playing out of their minds, which I've never seen nothing like it at all. Nothing like it at all. So yeah, definitely two future superstars in the making.
Okay, for sure.
Definitely. And then we have the games for today, which is the Heat and the Bucks. And we have the Rockets and OKC tonight. So I feel like the Heat and the Bucks are gonna be a great series. I have the Bucks in six. Because I just feel like Giannis is gonna be too much for them. They really have no answer for him. I mean, yeah, you could put Jimmy on him to try to slow him down, but I don't know. I just feel like the Bucks are definitely they're my pick to go to the conference finals. They're my pick to
Okay.
go to the conference finals. So I feel like they'll definitely beat the Heat in six games, and they'll probably take game one tonight.
Yeah, that series definitely gonna be a tough series, man. They both some two gritty teams. I think the Heat gonna upset them just because of the simple fact that I don't think Giannis is gonna be able to like finish in close games. I feel like every game in this series is gonna end up being a close game. And I don't feel like the Bucks have a go-to scorer at the end, like at the end of the game. Like Giannis's jump shot isn't too consistent for me. Like just off of what I've seen, you feel me? But definitely can get his way to the basket at will. But I don't think that's gonna be like enough, especially if the Heat zone up or give different matchups out. I just don't think they're gonna be able to. I don't think the Bucks gonna be able to finish. I don't know, but I mean,
So
we're gonna have to see. We're gonna have to see.
yeah, the Heat win this series. That's you telling me.
Yeah, I got the Heat winning either six or seven.
Ooh, okay, that's a bold prediction. Bold prediction.
Yeah.
So from my prediction, you're saying the Heat and the Celtics in the conference finals. That's what you're telling me.
Heat and Celtics, yes, sir.
Okay, we'll see as you know this series goes along, what happens, and then we have the Rockets and OKC as the Rockets are to close out game six tonight.
Man, this one, I mean, only reason why this game is going to be a little weird to me is because the Thunder never, even when they're losing, they never give up. So you feel me? So I'm not sure if Russell Westbrook is playing tonight. I think he might be
I'm
sitting
pretty
out.
sure. I'm pretty sure he's playing. He came back. He played game five. So I'm pretty sure he's playing.
So I mean, this one, I feel like this one can go to 7-2. Like the Thunder, I think Thunder, they just been struggling. Not even defensively. Like they've been. Usually James Harden is like going for 40, 50, 60, you feel me? Like he'd be snapping, you feel me? But I feel like they've been slowing him down, but they just haven't had enough scoring. Like they just don't have enough scoring. So in order for them to win this game and even force a game seven, they gotta score. I don't know. They gotta find one another option. Like Shai Gilgeous Alexander, he's been doing what he has to do. Chris Paul has been leading scoring. Steven Adams been playing hard. They just gotta find some other person to give him a little, just be the X factor. But the Rockets, they've been shooting the ball pretty well. And that small ball that they play is really, really tough to guard. They got a lot of – they got four guards and, like, maybe, like, a half of a big playing center. So, I mean, they just been running and gunning, and it's been working. So, you got to see. This is definitely going to be a good game tonight.
I mean, with this series, has been going back and forth, you know. I thought going into this series, OKC would take advantage that Russ wasn't playing. But then Rockets won the first two, and I was like, wow, that's not looking good. And OKC won the next two. And then – Game five, OKC, you know, it was a close game. And then that third quarter, they came out flat. And then they started losing. They started getting blown out. And then Schroeder, who was keeping them alive, he ended up getting to him and PJ Tucker and them getting ejected. And then all momentum shifted there. And then the Rockets ended up taking game five. But, man, I picked OKC to win the series. So hopefully they extend to a game seven, which is I think it's possible this game go either way. And if the new Rockets do win, in advance, they'll play my Lakers, which I don't think will. They definitely have an answer for because
our Lakers, our Lakers, our Lakers.
I guess we're the only Lakers. So I feel like they won't have an answer for that small ball because they just going up against 3 7-footers and they won't have. They're definitely going to struggle offensive. I mean, defensively with rebounding, and they're really not going to have an answer for Bron or AD because AD he's just. It's just too bad. Whoever they're gonna have, yeah, he's on. He can do it all, and whoever they gonna have to guard him is gonna be too small. So he'll definitely have an advantage, and they'll you know have an advantage rebounding wise. And as you said, the Rockets they live and die by the three. You know they'll shoot up 50-some threes a game. They live and die by it, and you know it's again for kind of success, but that won't win them a championship. So even if they do advance, I feel like they'll
defense wins championships, man. Yeah. Offense is not gonna be able to do it. You gotta be able to stop somebody.
Right. So even if they do win tonight, I feel like they'll definitely have a hard time playing the Lakers and they'll definitely get bounced next round. So
yeah.
We'll see who wins tonight.
Definitely for sure, bro.
I said and on that note, this concludes the episode of all the topics we covered for today. Any last words you want to say?
Nah, man. I just want to say thank you for having me on the podcast. If you ever want need me on here again, you know, you could just hit me, man. Definitely fun talking on here. You feel me? Getting some thoughts off. You know, just talking to the people, man.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, we might do a future episode later on. It's not going to be our only episode, but this is concludes for this episode. And I'm your host, Tyler Brown, Jalen Jackson, and we're out.
All right.